Well, along with the measure of the gross domestic product each month, the unemployment figure is the most important gauge of the U.S. economy. It certainly strikes close to home for American workers, that's for sure. And according to the Labor Department, the unemployment rate for September stayed the same. It's stuck at 9.1%. Charlie Herman, takeaway economics correspondent and a correspondent for our co-producer WNYC, is here in the studio with the report. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Now, I like to think, this is just me, that when they have a full 7 days, a Friday the 7th of September, they've got really, unlike a lot of months where the next day they have to do the report on the previous month, it seems like the Labor Department has had a whole week to look at what's going on in August. Does this report provide any greater insights into what's going on in the U.S. economy?
It does in some aspects. I mean, you have to keep in mind there are two reports that are in the unemployment report. There's one that's a survey of businesses,
right,
and another that's a payroll report. And a lot of the payroll report data will be those first 2 weeks of the month. So that's why you often see big revisions, which we actually saw in this report, to the future months, because it just takes time to get all that info in. Maybe that a little bit more time to crunch the numbers. That may have been part of this. But, you know, really the big picture here is that we saw, you know, about 103,000 jobs that were created.
That's the non-farm payroll number, right?
Exactly. And out of that, you know, the largest majority of that, the majority of it was private sector jobs. 137,000 jobs were created. But keep in mind—
So wait a minute. Let me do the math here. So 130,000 private sector jobs, but because it's 103 is the composite number, that means the public sector must be weighing things down.
Again, still seeing job cuts there, about 34,000 jobs cut. The largest majority of those cuts came at the local level. But when you look at the private sector number, you say, wow, 137, that sounds like a pretty good number. You have to keep in mind that there were 45,000 Verizon workers that were on strike that came back to work, and
right,
that number gets counted. So you kind of have to discount that a bit. I mean, this is one of those strange numbers where, wow, the number came in better than most economists expected, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, if you look at the big picture, this is not enough job growth to bring down the unemployment rate. And that's what happened. The unemployment rate didn't change at all. It's still at 9.1%. And in a bit of a troubling sign, the number of people who are out of work and have pretty much given up looking or working part-time but wish that they were working full-time actually jumped. And
that's
at 16.5% now. That's a much bigger number. That's 25 million Americans who basically want full-time work that can't get it. And a lot of economists and a lot of analysts say that's the number we should really look at, because that measures the totality of people who want to work but maybe said, I can't find a job, I'm out of here.
Well, Wall Street seems to be taking the positive here. Wall Street futures bumped up the moment the number was announced about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah,
this is a lagging indicator, right? Unemployment tells us what's already happened. It doesn't necessarily tell us what's going to happen. Listen to this. Earlier on the program, Lakshman Ajithan, who's the co-founder and CEO of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, was looking forward, and he says the trend line is not necessarily thrilling as he looks forward.
Well, you know, month to month, it is a roll of the dice, but I think the trend is absolutely crystal clear. And this is the – I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off here. You know, you've got unemployment at 9% or thereabouts, and it's going to be moving up from here in the coming months. We're not going to see this recede anytime soon. That's very, very difficult news. So even though you have protesters and others saying, what are you talking about? There wasn't a recovery. There actually was a recovery. It was underwhelming. I'm not going to argue it wasn't enough. We didn't have enough time. But the news flash here is it is going to get worse before it gets better.
I don't think I've ever heard Lakshman Ajithan say it's absolutely crystal clear, like he said about the trend line being negative here.
You know, at his research institute where he works, they look at various different indicators to get a sense of where things are going, and they're basically seeing us going back into recession. You know, they're pretty clear on, or that's what they believe is going to be happening. You know, he's right in that there's a disturbing trend that you see in this report that if you look from April to now, the average number of jobs created was about 72,000 jobs each month. But if you look from April and go back 7 months before that, you see the average monthly gain was about 161,000 jobs. And what that shows is that there is a slowdown that's happening.
Right.
So that's the bad news. But let me try and give some good news in the report. There are three things that economists will often look for, which are the number of hours that people work each week, how much pay they, if there's an increase in pay, and the
personal
temp
income.
Workers, and temp workers, if there's an increase in that. Because if you look at those three, a business might want to bring on a temp worker or ask you to work longer hours or pay you a little bit more before they feel.
Those are precursors for actual hiring.
Precursors to actual hiring. Yep. And those all were good signs in this report. But, you know, those all were up slightly, and those are all good signs. But is that enough that'll actually convert into jobs? You don't know. And one thing that we saw in the report as well is that the labor force participation rate, this is the number of people looking for jobs, actually increased slightly. And even though that increased, we didn't see unemployment go up, which is a good sign because you want people to come back in the workforce. But that's what Lakshman is talking about, that if a lot of people say, let me try and get a job, and they come back in the workforce and can't find a job, the unemployment rate goes up.
Well, here's what Lakshman said about how we get out of this mess.
We don't get bailed out by exports growth, which was kind of helping our economy earlier this year. That's number one message. Number two, going back to what happens when you go into a recession. When you go into a recession, let's say the best case scenario is we have a mild recession.
Right.
Still, a window of vulnerability opens up where if there's a negative shock, and here's where I look to Europe, for example, if there's a negative shock that pops out of there, it could take something that would have been a mild recession and make it a lot worse. So that's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I am worried about it.
Well, that is something to worry about. Lakshman Achuthananda, before we go, do you think this is a normal business cycle looking globally, or is there some huge bad bet that's been made by the global financial sector that's caused this downturn?
Well, no, I think this is a kind of a more traditional business cycle compounded by the kind of turbulence in the wake of all the financial shenanigans that we saw unearthed with the last recession.
So that's Lakshman Achuthananda. We spoke with him earlier this morning. You know him well. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Do you think we're vulnerable to a shock from Europe or somewhere else?
Yes. I mean, I think if there were some – if you look at it, it's like a Lehman sort of situation here in the U.S. and how it rippled outwards. If something like that were to happen in Europe, I think that would have big consequences here in the U.S. and political consequences as well.
And politically speaking, before we go, 9.1% unemployment. That seems to be the frame for the 2011 or 2012 presidential campaign.
You look
going
at a
forward.
Chart, and it's pretty consistent going forward. I mean, it'd be really hard to bring down that number. Even if Obama's jobs bill were passed, it'd be hard to bring down that number to a level that would make people feel comfortable about the economy. It's a tough time for the president to get reelected with unemployment rates this high.
And the public sector numbers getting worse and worse, and the government's responsible for that. That's a conversation for another time. Charlie Herman, thanks so much.
You bet.
Charlie Herman, of course, economics correspondent for The Takeaway and our co-producer, WNYC.